flamethrower, and high heels, and stilettos, too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Fox on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
Hello, Angela Fox, conservative commentator.
I've missed you, darling.
I know we were off for a little bit.
I know.
But we're back. But as always, we're back. Busy out there. Joe Biden, the man who's pretending to be president, although we know that neurologically the Democrats are going to be planning to move him away because of neurological issues. Let's see, from CBS, President Biden's plans to sign two executive orders requiring all federal executive branch employees and contractors to be vaccinated against the Wuhan with no option for weekly testing for the unvaccinated. In July, the man pretending to be president said federal workforce would need to show proof of vaccination or submit to regular testing, right? So if you're going to be working there, and for religious, moral, social, you don't get the shot, you get tested. So this goes against that completely. Answer the box. Where's the headline that says Biden lied?
I think when this sad, sordid chapter of history is written, people like him, people like Fauci, they're going to be curse words in our lexicon on the level of Mengele and Hitler. And here's why. The Nuremberg Code, which was implemented after World War II, in response to what Joseph Mengele and Hitler did, states that you are not allowed to force someone to put anything into their body against their will. Period. End of sentence. And people need to understand that if you've got a tyrannical employer, do not quit. Do not resign. Make them fire you. Cite the Nuremberg Code, because that is your best defense, other than the fact that why are you forcing me to get a vaccine when it's not really a vaccine, it's still experimental, even though I don't, whatever switcheroo they did with Pfizer is BS.
What?
They are forcing people to do things against their will. And it's really frightening, and I've said this before. I'm not anti-vax at all. This thing is not a vaccine, number one. Number two, there seems to be a lot of injuries and deaths associated with it, way more than other vaccines. So to me, it's too much of a crapshoot. If you want to do it, knock yourself out. But nobody should be forced to put something into their body against their will. It's so dark-sided to me. And I feel like we're in this fog of war where people are just not understanding that we've seen this playbook before. And people better wake up.
Angela Boss, conservative commentator. Hang on. I talked about this story yesterday, Angela. Let me bring it back again. Starting the Washington Post, Yahoo News picked up. Yahoo News is so hard, gob us all left, that for them to put up this story, it was weird. So I talked about this yesterday. I sent it out to attorneys, and the headline is, it has to do with women. The headline says, women said COVID vaccine affected their periods. Now more than 1.6 million will go into researching it. You're like, why? So you go down a little bit. It said the when they did the coronavirus vaccine trials, the FDA emergency use authorization was focused on critical safety issues. Changes to your menstrual cycle is not considered a life and death issue. So now, as of yesterday, they're finally going to look into, quote, the potential link between safety studies for vaccines and reproductive health for women. This is, first of all, Washington Post, then Yahoo News. Let's just say it's really left-wing. So there's panic out there. Aren't you supposed to see if the vaccine keeps people, women from having babies before you give it the wink-wink approval? Literally it says, the lack of formal research on the potential link between the two points points out that the safety studies for vaccines are not necessarily thinking about the reproductive health of women. That's... And then Leslie Farland, she's from the University of Arizona, the National Institute funding signifies they're recognizing there's an important gap in our understanding of how vaccines influence menstrual health and ultimately reproductive health. That is on Yahoo News, Angela Box. women are in panic mode who got the Wuhan shot right now.
Well, a couple of points. There's actually this, I just found this the other day, and it's a real story. A woman who got the vaccine was breastfeeding her infant. The infant died of an enlarged heart or whatever because of the breast milk, because it was laced with this poison or whatever the hell was coursing through this woman's body. So there's that. The second point is, you know, now that Planned Parenthood is involved with gender-affirming hormones and the transgender mafia, they should be very happy about this because, you know, they want to exterminate as many humans as possible, which unfortunately I do think that's part of the agenda here. There doesn't seem to be, if you go back 20 years, the same people involved in the nefariousness now, we're talking about depopulation and how we need to cull the herd, so to speak, because there's too many people on the planet. I mean, when you start connecting dots, this makes more sense. But, you know, for the fact that Yahoo News, it's kind of like the media having to report on Afghanistan because it was so bad, so horrible, that they had no choice but to report on it. This must mean that the injuries that these people are seeing, and it must be way worse than they're reporting, way worse.
Exactly, Angela Box, conservative commentator, because for Yahoo, like I said, Yahoo News hates, is so anti-Trump, Trump followers, Christians, you know, Republicans, conservatives, the whole my list. For them to pick up this story and put it out there, and most people follow Yahoo News, it looks like, really only care about the episodes of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
Right.
That dying off show. So for them to sit there and go, oh, now we're going to look at the Wuhan shot and how it, quote, affects, influences menstrual health and ultimately reproductive health, says Leslie Farland, assistant professor in the Department of Epidemiology, University of Arizona's College of Public Health. And that's from the NIH, and they're only putting $1.6 million into it, Angela Box.
Yeah, let's put that number in perspective. 1.6 is like pocket change for the federal government. We want to spend billions of dollars resettling unvetted, undocumented, literally with no papers, Afghan citizens into America. But remember, we've got hundreds of Americans still being held hostage, refusing, the Biden administration refuses to allow private charter jets to land in American airspace or to take off from the airport in Afghanistan. We are talking about demonic people. And I think that this is, people are like, wow, everything's really going to crap really quick. The only thing that makes any sense is that this is on purpose. This is all on purpose, period.
Yep, I can't argue with it. Angela Box, conservative commentator. Also, we did a media audit of the local struggling TV stations, and coincidentally, they all left out the story of a black candidate for office being attacked by a white extremist wearing a gorilla mask. And if you're white and you're taxing a black candidate with a gorilla mask, you're on, that's hate crime. That's FBI right there. Not a single local Houston TV station has this story, probably because the black candidate happened to be a Christian conservative named Larry Elder, one of our talk show guys here at Salem. No news whatsoever, Angela Box, on this. A black man violently, physically attacks you through an egg at him, and she wore a gorilla mask. I'm pretty sure that's racist, isn't it, Angela Box?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty clear-cut racism. I mean, it's like, wow, they're just so – this is the thing with Democrats. They are the racists. We know this. They think that they can use imagery like that to say that Larry Elder I'm not even going to speculate, but the imagery is pretty obvious what they're doing. And any black conservative that goes at colors outside the Democrat line is targeted as a coon or an Uncle Tom or a house in or whatever, or step infection, whatever horrible names they say to black people who have the audacity to think for themselves, who can understand that the Democrat Party has sold them a bill of goods for 100 years and have destroyed their families, destroyed their communities, destroyed their schools, and people that have the ability to open their eyes and see clearly are punished. And I met Larry Elder years ago when I lived in LA, and I'm such a fan of his. I think, you know, I think that the cheating is going to be on a threat level zillion, and that the chances of Newsom being recalled are slim. But if it does happen, I think Larry Elder would be a fantastic governor. He's an outsider like Trump. He would, you know, he would relish a fight with these freaks, and it would be a great day for California. But sadly, I think California is too far gone. But you're right. It would be front pages. You know, speaking of the local news, do you know what was on? Because I tape Dateline and I tape 48 Hours, so sometimes I have to see the blurbs that come on before. This is what the news found newsworthy last week. Something about Chrissy Teigen did something, blah, 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 like complimentary. I'm like, seriously? This is what KHOU or whatever the other stations are? This is what they decide to run as a teaser? Something about Chrissy freaking Teigen? Like, as the world burns?
Chrissy Teigen is evil. She lost her
voices
because she told a teenage girl to go kill herself in cyberbullying.
Yes, but they were being complimentary. They're trying to rehabilitate this woman because she's on their team. So, you know, just like they're trying to... Yeah.
Wow. So she cyberbullied a young girl and said, you should go kill yourself. And she really harassed her, I guess, to the point where I think it was Macy's said, dude, we're tired of this. And they dumped her. And one of the local TV stations is trying to rehabilitate her.
Absolutely. Macy's, Target, even left-wing Macy's and Target. I guess, you know, telling a teenager to take a dirt nap is a bridge too far, or bullying a Project Runway designer. I mean, she's trash. They're all trash. And the thing is that when they get exposed, you know, there's 5 minutes of, ooh, this, let's throw on them some bad things, and then we have to rehabilitate them because they're one of us. It's like the Afghanistan thing. Have you noticed the media? They're doing everything possible not to talk about this anymore. They're back on the Rona, and they don't want to talk about how Fauci was busted once again, admitting that gain of function was done and he authorized it. And the crackhead Raggedy Ann walked away yesterday from a question from Emerald Robinson of Newsmax or OAN, wherever she's at, walked away from it, will not answer it. They think they can just put this wall of silence up and that it won't come out, and that the dum-dums around the world will focus on Chrissy Teigen and, like you said, the Dying Bachelor franchise. As the world burns, this is what these morons are focusing on.
But you know what? Angela Bach, conservative commentator, and it's true, and you don't ever promote a woman who can't go kill herself. But that story about they're finally, now after of the four vaccines, only one has the
wink-wink
FDA approval, the other three experimental, for them to start looking at how does the Wuhan shot influence and ultimately affect a woman's ability to have children has put fear. I'm telling you, I read the story twice yesterday on the air. I reached out to lawyers and I'm like, check this out. And you could just feel the ground shaking. Women are in panic over this. Because just to show you how corrupt it is, I'm pretty sure you do the checks on reproductive health first, then green light the medicine. Just tone it out for conversation.
One more thing. I have a friend who's in danger of losing his job. He's desperately looking for a lawyer. If you are a lawyer that is working with people in this situation, will someone please, you can contact me on Instagram at The Box That Rocks or on Gab at The Box That Rocks. My Facebook is still down for another, you know, 3 weeks. I'm banned. But these people are being threatened with job loss, and they need attorneys to help them. So it's scary.
I think there's right now when women are now in panic mode, like I said, things are going to change dramatically in the messaging, especially all the girl news anchors and girl reporters out there who are like, oh, my gosh, I've been telling people to get the shot, and they're just now, the NIH just announced they're going to fund research and how it affects her having a baby. Andrew Box, get out of here. Have a blessed day. Thanks for stopping by the show.
Hashtag blessed. Bye.